Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes came in today from Pamela. She says, that's the European pronunciation of my name. I used to call her Pam from Tucson, Arizona, and Ed Petrocious in Aspen, Colorado, where the sun is glorious and the skiing is too. And Gary Hall in Lyons, Illinois, the gateway to the West. And David Schroeder sent us a joke from Barrington, and Bill from Shererville, and Tika Goldsmith, listening in Seymour, Wisconsin. And Kent Heisner, you may know he's an IHSA, referee number 60420. And Marvin Sowers in Decatur, thank you. Dan Finnegan in West Dundee at the Volunteer Fish Food Pantry sent us a joke. Brian Pentecoff, thank you. Steve and Diane in Orland. Jeannie Copps in DeWitt, Michigan. Mugsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. And Bob Corley writes, if I win the mug again, or if I get hit by lightning again, or if I win the Powerball again, please send my coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug to Pastor Corey Brooks of Project Hood. What a nice idea, Bob. And Haley Arguelles says, the Bailey's sits lonely on the shelf, for it has no cup to runneth it over. It would make the Baileys very happy to receive a coveted Speed Jokes coffee cup for Christmas. Snowman says to his girlfriend, looks like you put on some weight over the holidays. She says, yeah, but it's mostly water. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between a piano and a tuna?
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Okay, how about this one?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Alderman Ed Burke and a piano?
Well, you can tune a piano, but...
Burke can't land a tuna. Or something like that. I know. How about this? What's the difference between a tuna fish and a small aircraft?
Now, I don't care.
One, Ed Burke can't land, and the other, he could. No, wait. Okay, I don't have this joke done yet. It's a work in progress. Somebody finish that joke for us. Hey, Dave, how do I keep companies from tracking me on my computer?
Have you tried disabling cookies?
Well, I ate the legs off of a gingerbread man once. I was on Facebook yesterday and got a message saying, please do not accept any messages from my parents. They've been hacked.
Who posted that?
Lizzie Borden. Doctor, sometimes I think I'm a box of Triscuits. Sometimes I think I'm a box of saltines. Sometimes it's Wheat Thins. Oh, then you have the next line.
Personally, I'd say you're crackers.
Doctor, I'm afraid of St. Nicholas. What could it be?
Claustrophobia?
Doctor, I go to the bathroom like clockwork every morning at 8.
So what's the problem?
I get up at 9:30. Doctor, do you have anything for my liver?
I go with grilled onions and a salad.
Doctor... Holy cow, Dave. I need to get cracking on my Christmas shopping.
Why the rush?
Well, according to my chocolate advent calendar, Christmas is in 3 days.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a golden retriever, and John Williams will star as his owner.
Hey, did anyone water the tree today?
I did.
That's his golden, by the way. He does a chocolate lab, completely different voice.
Totally different.
It's completely different. Virgin Mary has a baby in a manger on a cold winter's night. She's completely exhausted. Then some kid shows up, and she's like, oh, great, just what I need, a drummer.
John, you told that joke last year.
All right, Dave, it's Christmas jokes trivia again. Select speed jokes from previous years. See if you can get the punchline. Dave, why did Santa run out of candy last year?
Supply chain issues.
What was Frosty the Snowman's report card based on?
Class precipitation.
What's a chef's favorite Christmas song?
We whisk you a Merry Christmas.
Right, but we had more.
Soy to the world.
There were even more.
Duck the Halls.
And the Andy Williams classic.
Happy Hollandaise.
Mariah Carey is opening her presents. And inside she finds a deed to an undeveloped plot of land. Disappointed, she says...